This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Michael Angelucci with Level Financial Advisors is with us on the WBEN Bison Automotive Live Line. Hey, Happy New Year, Michael.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Yeah, great that you could be with us. What were the markets looking like before the pre-dawn raid on Venezuela Saturday and now, you know, 48 hours plus after?
They were looking pretty good. I think they ended a little mixed at the end of the week last week, but the futures are up a little bit today, almost 0.75% for tech stocks. The Dow is about flat. So, you know, at this point, the markets are kind of taking the Venezuela thing in stride. I shouldn't say the Venezuela thing, but the overthrow of Maduro and what may happen there. But right now, there is not a huge concern in the markets on how this could affect the world geopolitically and from the market standpoint, economically.
Well, U.S. oil companies listed are doing well. I saw, was it at least Chevron, shares were jumping 8% after this happened. What does this mean for that sector of trade going forward? And could that mean that it carries the market as a whole into some higher ground?
From what I'm reading, I'm not quite sure about that. The oil industry is interesting, and I'm not saying that because I watch Landman, but because of things that you're reading in the economic environment right now, and that is there is already a large capacity of oil, and demand is down. So oil has already been running around $60 a barrel, which any lower, and it becomes unprofitable for oil companies. And the fact that possibly Chevron and Exxon and Conoco can go into Venezuela and start pumping oil is years away. The infrastructure has been decimated over the last 20 years since it was nationalized by Chavez. So there's a lot of you know, right now analyzing whether this is going to be good for oil companies. They've got to recreate that infrastructure. Is the demand there? I mean, the Venezuela sits on what is considered the highest oil reserves in the world. So there is oil there. There's no doubt. Right now, they're only creating or pumping about 1% of the world's oil. A few years ago, it was about 5% of the world's oil. But as going back to what I said before, the infrastructure destruction has changed that. So the question really is, will oil companies want to go in when there's still plenty of oil in Texas to pump at lower risk than going in and getting back into a situation where the government could fall apart again, like it did 20 years ago. So there's going to be some number crunching and some risk considerations going forward. So my opinion from what I've read at this point is I don't think it's going to be a huge gain for oil companies long term.
I'm wondering if an event like this raid, is something that could drive the markets. Is it just too soon to be asking that today?
Yeah, it's too soon. And I think you've always have to kind of separate geopolitical and economic conditions. Geopolitically, the world doesn't think that there's any huge threats. I mean, there's been positives about removing the government, but then there's negatives about what is the U.S. doing, and are we going into a new era of trying to dominate the Western Hemisphere, and is that good or bad? So some of those geopolitical issues aside, the U.S. economy is good. The global economy has been fairly good. So I don't think, from a financial and economic standpoint, investing standpoint, that people are worried whether you think it was a good thing or a bad thing. The Venezuela is not going to hurt, whether it exists or not, doesn't hurt the global economy whether the economy is going to do well and markets do well. It may have a positive impact in the future if the government gets situated and they become a strong economy like they were many years ago, and oil and their oil industry becomes stable. So right now, the global markets aren't really doing much. The VIX, which is the benchmark for volatility, is stable. Bond yields are stable usually in times of crisis, international type of geopolitical crisis. Bond yields can go down as U.S. bond yields can go down as people flock to U.S. treasuries as in a sign of safety. And there's been no change in inflation expectations. So it's really kind of hard to believe, but a stable financial environment right now.
Well, aside from this, heading into the new year, does much change in 2026? I mean, 2025 was a big year for gold and silver, was a big year on Wall Street, too. Is there a trend that you're looking at maybe for the new year?
I think, the gold going up has been the result of U.S. debt going up and our government not paying attention to it at this point, destabilization of old trade agreements, as we know. And so other countries have started to hold, other countries' central banks have started to hold more gold, which has pushed that up. And from what I've read, the consensus is that that's probably still going to happen a little bit going forward. In addition, inflation hasn't come down to where the Fed wants it, and the president has been vocal about putting in a Fed chair that will push an agenda of lower interest rates, which could potentially be inflationary. So that's the big thing being watched, is where are things going with the Fed? Is inflation going to get under control? There's still a lot of optimism about AI and build outs and that infrastructure build out that's driving the markets, and even the international markets. They almost doubled what the U.S. did last year. So the feeling is that's going to continue, because those markets have been undervalued for years, and there's value there to buy stocks. So people are starting to buy those stocks as well, as we saw last year.
Well, a lot to watch. Michael, thanks so much for being with us.
You got it.
All right, Michael Angelucci from Level Financial Advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.